Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to The Inspired Evolution, a show dedicated to helping you actually live the life that you love. I'm your host, Amrit Sandhu, international speaker, global coach, and loving podcaster. As a gift for tuning into this podcast, I have something really special just for you. My premium short course, which can teach you how to meditate in just 7 days, you can download it now at www.inspiredevolution.com/learn. That's www.inspiredevolution.com/learn. Learn how to meditate in just 7 days. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this powerfully insightful conversation. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss any of the latest episodes, launching every Monday, designed to help you live the life you love and keep you inspired to evolve. I think it's all angels just walk by. Welcome to the Inspired Evolution, and it is a humble treat to be here today. We have with us Veer Vora. Veer, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm better for having you here. So just for those tuning into Veer for the first time, Veer founded the MyZen app. What is MyZen and what is it dedicated to, bro? Bring us up to speed.
MyZen is a well-being app that I created not so long ago, and it was started off dedicated to students that, you know, experience a lot of stress during exams. But now with the pandemic, I feel it's useful for everyone, not only students. So it's out there dedicated to you, dedicated to everyone out there.
I love that. And so what was going on behind? Because I know what you've created it for. Were you experiencing some stress because of exams and stuff like that? Or like, was it your friends? Like what's going on in there? Bring me up to speed. What, like, because you don't just sort of wake up one morning and just go, bang, I'm just going to create an app for alleviating stress in my friends and myself. Tell me a little bit about the backstory if you can.
Sure. So it all started around 2 years ago. My family and I attended Mindvalley University in Tallinn, where we first met you. Mm-hmm. And we were exposed to a whole bunch of, you know, self-growth tools, well-being improvement advice. And it's a completely unique experience for me. You know, before that, it was only my mom who was interested in these sort of things. But unfortunately, I didn't use those tools completely to my advantage. And then a year later, doing our GCSE exams, myself included and my friends, we experienced a lot of stress, you know, and I thought to myself, all of that I had learned at Mindvalley could have been used by them and me to stay more calm and composed. So I decided, what better way to address the issue than with an app? Because, you know, that's what everyone's doing these days. A lot of time spent on the phone. So I spoke to my counselor in school, did some research, you know, also thought back to my past experiences. I decided I would use meditation, mindfulness, and gratitude to found the core of the app. Mm-hmm. And then, so from there, it was just, you know, sort of designing, going through some processes, speaking to my friends, see what they wanted, what they could get out of the app. And then from there, you know, just I went ahead and I did it.
Was there any resistance at any point to actually creating it? Like, did you at some point go, why am I really doing this? Or was it just, it just had its like, tell me about the process. Like, cause I know, so I get these ideas all the time. It's like, I'm going to do this. And then it's like, oh, but you know, it may not happen. And I'm sure many people listening in kind of feel that time and time again. And perhaps you've had that before as well. What was it about this project that, you know, you brought it to the fore and it came to fruition?
So I guess there were a lot of issues with, you know, planning and like, can I actually do this? Because I'd never made an app before. I was so young. I was like, it's all these great developers out there who are making these wonderful apps. What am I going to do? Mm. So there was some hesitation at the start, but my mom was really supportive of it. My whole family was supportive of it. And I guess that kind of motivated me a bit more. And then there were a few more challenges along the way, like with developing the app. And I had to rethink some things, restructure it. But in the end, that was all for the better. You know, now the app has turned out better than how I initially planned it, especially with the coming updates. Everything is improving. It's getting better. So there was that. But then there was also the issue of sort of growing the user base, which is a lot tougher than I expected. Mm. So that started out a bit rough as well. It was just family and friends. But then, you know, I was... started an Instagram account, started a YouTube channel, doing these interviews to, you know, get it out there, share it with the world, because it's really helpful for everyone.
Awesome. And let's talk about that help for everyone. So what is your vision with the app? Obviously, you want it to reach as many people as possible. Probably best to sort of start with, how has meditation, how has mindfulness, and how has gratitude sort of helped you in your life? But I know that's three big questions lumped into one. So maybe let's, was it all brought to you at Mind Valley University? Was it the first time you were exposed to these ideas, or whether did they come trickle in? Do you want to pick one and sort of tell us where you started with it?
Sure. So I guess Mind Valley was the first time I, you know, properly did these things regularly. And I paid attention. I was doing it throughout because we had seminars in school sometimes. My mom would also teach us because she was a life coach. So I guess I had little bits of experience everywhere, but Mind Valley is where it became a routine. And then from there, I really experienced the benefits of mindfulness, meditation, and gratitude. And it's not only the stress. So a lot of people are aware that, you know, meditation really helps you calm down and stay relaxed. But it was also sort of combating like negative effects of like technology, and also building relationships with friends. And I feel gratitude really helped there. So when I was really like practicing these things regularly, I found it a lot easier. My mind was clear. I was like more willing to talk to new people, make new friends, and also open up to my current friends. And you know, it really helped build bonds with new friends that I made at Mind Valley, as well as former friends I had from school.
Can you explain a little bit around that? How does gratitude help you open up to your existing friends and open up to new friends?
So I think the best way to describe it is as a positive feedback loop. So when you're more grateful, then you notice more of the positive aspects of your life, and you're more likely to, you know, engage in pro-social behavior. So you're going to, if you're feeling happier, then you're more likely to talk to people, open up. And then from there, relationships are strengthened. They'll open up to you. And in the end, that continues. So it's also your gratitude is not only helping yourself, it's helping your friends around you. And I think that's something great because it's sort of a positive externality, as they describe it in economics. I think that's a great thing that's really underrated and underplayed when people describe the benefits of these self-growth tools.
Yeah, I love that. And are you finding, because how old are you and your friends? Like, how is it for, are some of your friends taking this on?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
No, they were a bit more resistant. So, like, before Mind Valley, I thought this was just some weird thing that my mom did and, like, monks did and hippies did. And I didn't really high want to get into it.
Hippies, yeah, meditation, gratitude, they got it going on. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I think there's sort of that barrier to overcome. So, I overcame that Mind Valley, but my friends haven't really had that experience. So, you know, getting them to use the app is a bit, I'm not going to like force it on them, but at the same time, I do encourage it. And some of them did try it out. They did stick to it, but it didn't, I don't think it had a long lasting effect on them simply because they didn't put in like 100% what they could have because they're busy with school exams. There's a lot of like stress that they have to deal with. And it kind of helps with that. But I guess the time is also an issue.
Yeah, it's interesting that, isn't it? I often find, I personally, from my own meditation practice, it's like, you know, when you feel like you have the least amount of time is generally when you have the most need actually to sit and meditate. Because it's like, oh my God, I really don't have time to meditate. And when I catch that thought, it's like, oh, maybe I should sit for twice as long today just to sort of put myself back in my place almost, you know, for even thinking that in some way. But the other one is just, and like, I don't know about you, but I find when I do sit to meditate, like I somehow end up with more time in my day. It's almost like my relationship with my awareness. Maybe it's just the fact that there's a million plus one thoughts, you know, going at all times. And then when you sit to meditate, it doesn't really calm it, but you're just kind of more observational to your thoughts. That potentially it feels like things are happening a little bit slower. So I actually end up with more time in my day. And I think I make better decisions as well. I'm less distracted throughout the day.
Yeah, that's so true. Especially,
do you use your own app a lot? How does your practice look at the moment?
So it started off with the traditional pen and paper. But I have found the app to be really useful because it's on the go. I can do it anywhere. I don't have to, you know, rely on a pen and paper. Started off, it was a bit weird because I had spent so much time working on the app and I was like, it felt like I was just testing it. So it didn't feel like I was truly getting something out of it. But after a while, definitely the app became something habitual. And so that's something I do on the daily basis, you know, putting in the gratitude journal, especially. I think that I'd say that's my favorite out of the three. So, yeah.
I find that really inspiring because I often find the best place to create from, for me anyway, and I often see this in some of my mentors, like one of the people I really look up to is Tim Ferriss. And one of the books that he's narrated as an audiobook is The Tao of Seneca, which is, it's a Stoic philosophy book, but there was no audiobook version of it. You know, it's an old book. And he was just like, you know what, I really want this as an audiobook just so I could listen to it. And he went away and created it for himself. And I think in that space, sometimes it doesn't even matter if no one uses it, at least as long as you're using it, you know, and it's kind of, it gets to a place where it's like, but you know what, because it's so good for me, other people generally tend to find value in it too. Are you finding some of that?
So with the people around me, my parents as well, they use it. I was really surprised when that happened. You know, they use it on every day. They're filling it out. So that was really motivating for me. I've used it. My friends, not so much. As I explained before, there's a bit of that hesitation, but I totally understand that. People around the world, gotten a few emails, you know, saying like, this is how you could improve it. I'm really loving it. So that was also really helpful advice, as well as a bit of a boost to my own ego.
Isn't it amazing that people from all over the world can connect with you based on a creation? The internet is such a marvel, hey?
Exactly.
And then what were you going to say?
I was just going to go on to say that, you know, exactly as you said just now, it's really great to see how far it can go, especially, you know, it's much harder to teach people, you know, get people to join lessons, get people to fly into, for example, Mindvalley. But with an app, it's just, you just got to download it on your phone. Pretty much everyone has a phone these days, so it can reach a much wider audience.
And do you think you're going better with your exams because of the app?
It's tough to say.
Because you haven't got your results yet? I don't know. Tell me more about what's going on in your world.
So the last major exams we had were with our GCSEs. And upcoming this year is our A-levels. So I'll find out then, I guess. But it's tough to say because I guess maybe it's become so natural that I believe I'd do the same even without it. Mm. Or maybe I just haven't done both.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll experiment, won't meditate for a week and do an exam.
It's interesting. I remember whenever it used to come to exams at uni, this is what you've got to look forward to. Sorry. But I used to get like sick every exam period. I used to remember I used to get really because I used to put so much stress on myself, and I really hope it doesn't happen to you. But I used to put so much stress on myself. I would leave everything to the last minute as well. I was totally that guy. Like the 80% of the work would be done in the last 20% of the time. And I would just procrastinate super hard. And really when I got to the deadline, I would just pump out like amazing work. And I sort of relied on that process and procedure. But I would get sick because of the stress. I would really get sick because of the stress. And over time it was all about stress management and learning how to do that to sort of look after my health at the end of the day. Cause I think sometimes it's hard to notice, you know, it's like, look, I'm doing my gratitude and I'm doing my meditation. I'm practicing mindfulness and I can't really see the benefit, but sometimes I feel like that's probably the places where it's actually working, where you can't even tell, you know, because if you're getting sick or if, you know, you are stressed out, then it's like, oh, like I need something. But the fact that you kind of, you know, okay. Sometimes we're looking for like the big aha and it's like, oh no, it's just the chilled out kind of vibes that you're getting, you know, it's kind of a blessing. So tell me, what's your vision? Where does, obviously the app is growing, the user base is growing. I can't believe that there is a meditation app fresh out of high school now, helping people all over the world to connect to gratitude, connect to meditation, connect to mindfulness, super inspiring. I would love to sort of feel into, like, I know you created the app and maybe I'm, you know, this is, maybe I'm being annoying. Maybe I'm saying, what are you going to be when you grow up? Which is like, piss off, Amrit. Probably hate that question. But like, what is your vision? Like, is there some part of, you know, does app speak to you? Does tech speak to you? And, you know, some of this Mindvalley-esque sort of stuff that you're learning. Is there a vision to sort of support that further? Or is it the app is here as one tool when you're actually focused on something else? What's your vision for you?
So I'd love to, you know, keep growing the app, keep making updates, maybe make it into a proper business one day. So that's always in the back of my mind. But at the same time, I'm not sure if I want to continue, you know, doing computer science, doing technology. Mm. But it was a very real goal of mine to definitely pursue computer science, go to university, study it, and then maybe start a company or something similar to MyZen, sort of non-profit type thing. Mm. But right now I'm not too sure what I want to study in university and, you know, doing my life, sort of experimenting, looking all around.
I think that's awesome. Yeah, I definitely have the courage to acknowledge that actually. Yeah, go on.
Regarding MyZen, I definitely want to keep going. Like, I don't want this to become something that I do just in high school and then falls off. I'd love to keep going, maybe find a group of people to work with, maybe start a smaller company to just maintain it and make sure that it's always available. Because I do think that there are alternatives on the App Store, but, you know, they're paid, maybe they require memberships. Mm. Some of them are not so easy to use. I think MyZen is really a great competitor for them. And it's really a great tool for everyone out there to use. So definitely want to keep it up there.
Awesome. I love it. Keeping it accessible. And I really, really appreciate that. And so tell me, I'd love to sort of unpick some sort of personal development things. What are some of the other things potentially that are lurking in your household from, you said your mum's a coach. So what are some of the other pieces of advice or something else that she shared with you that you haven't taken on board, or that you have taken on board only after to learn that it was really good for you?
I guess there was this whole thing about, you know, like treat others the way you want to be treated. And when I was really young, I was just like, I want everything. I want a Lamborghini or whatever. So that wasn't at the front of my mind. But as I've grown up, that advice has really helped. And it's similar things, like very small things like that. Treat others the way you want to be treated. You know, she taught us a lot about integrity, that sort of value system that you don't appreciate at a young age. But then when you grow up, especially how I explained gratitude helped with relationships, these things definitely help with relationships and making sure that, you know, you can build strong connections with your friends and loved ones. So if there's anything else I can remember, I'll let you know. But yeah, right now, that's it. Yeah.
Just fascinated that we're having a conversation around connection and relationships when I was, when I was your age in high school. I was, I think my relationships mattered a lot to me, but I didn't have this level of maturity of conversation around it, if I'm honest with you. I was just subject to my relationships. If I look back, I wasn't really consciously creating them or consciously participating in them as to any real conscious degree. Just the idea that even, you know, me being grateful was, you know, a positive externality, that definitely wasn't part of my frequency. I was just going along. And I know it's interesting because, you know, peer pressure is a real thing, and, you know, just navigating all that sort of, and I'm, you know, genuinely, my hats are off to you, you know, because it's like, I know that sometimes when you, especially in that environment, go to create something that, you know, people don't necessarily understand, then, you know, they can be like, what are you doing that for? But then, yeah, just your passion to sort of, you know what, I know this helps, I know this works, I'm going to create it and let's see where it goes and see who it serves. And just let it fly out into the world. And that piece around, doing unto others as you do. And yeah, I think the values piece is really strong there. And again, just remarkable for me, just feeling into how early on you're having that conversation. It's really inspiring for the evolution, inspired evolution, right? So it's really inspiring feeling into where that's all going. So one of the questions I had that I wanted to unpick with you was all about what does it look like going to Mind Valley University as a teenager? Like, what is, because, you know, you go as an adult and you know, we obviously meet a whole bunch of like-minded people and we kind of know that that's rare. And so we just have a great time. We learn from each other. We teach each other a whole bunch of stuff. And it's just an amazing experience for the adults. And I've had the blessing of teaching the teens. I think you were there. And it's always been fun to sort of help people find their message, find their voice, find their purpose. And I love doing the workshops with the teens. But I've always sort of wondered, like, every time I've gone in there, it's been heaps of fun. But I've just wondered, like, you know, because as a teenager, you kind of have your own social groups, you have your cliques back home. What is the, like, I know it's hard to sort of explain, but what was the experience for you, Mind Valley University, as a teen?
In one word, I describe it as amazing, really, because when I first went there, I was sort of shy. I wasn't really sure if, you know, everyone would be really friendly or not. You know, in high school, you've got, as you said, you've got your cliques, you've got your little groups. But when I went there, and I thought I'd just sit on the side, but everyone was so inclusive. And it was really quite eye-opening that, you know, not everyone is out there to be the most popular or whatever. You know, they were so friendly. Getting along with them was so much easier than I'd expected. So in that way, it was amazing. You know, made some great friends that I'm still in touch with today. In terms of the teachings, like, as you said, it was a lot more fun, I say, than learning. But maybe that learning was a bit more subconscious because there was a lot of group activities. There was a lot of, you know, we did everything that, not everything that the adults did, I guess, in their seminars, but we did do a lot of the activities related to what they were teaching us. But I guess the small issues were there because some of the seminars were more focused on, you know, business growth and success. And a lot, there was some focus on money here and there. And I guess that was in the priority of everyone there. So during those sessions, maybe we tuned out a little more, had a bit more fun than we did learn, but that's expected.
So what was your favorite takeaway from there that made it so amazing? Was it the friendships and the connections you made, or was it some of the content you learned, or tell me a bit about it?
I think it was definitely the friendships. So like my mom still asked me, like, did you enjoy it more for the friends or more the experience? And I'd love to say experience, but really it was the friends that I made there. It was really like easy to make friends there. Everyone was so open. Everyone had this goal of, you know, self-betterment. Everyone had this goal of just becoming a better person. And in that environment where, you know, we were sharing, like, what's our life purpose? What are we grateful for this year? I think in that environment makes it really easy because you have to open up. That makes it really easy to build those connections at a lot quicker than you would in high school, where everyone's, you know, a bit more focused on finding your small group of friends and then staying in there.
I always find it pretty remarkable that you travel all the way from one part of the world to another and you leave with friends all over the world. Like, where are some of your friends from Mind Valley University from?
So there are a couple from Spain, a couple from America. And it was weird how similar we were, even though we were so far apart, you know, geographically. You know, we still have the same sort of thought processes, still high school students. But it was literally the same as meeting students who are in my school. So yeah, that was really weird, but it was definitely still is interesting to have friends all around the world, you know, that are experiencing such different lives, but you can still connect through Mind Valley.
I love that. So there's a lot of, you spend a lot of time connecting to people and you enjoy your connections with people. You're building an app to help people, potentially from my perspective, help people connect to themselves in a better way. That's probably how I would sort of see it. And maybe I'm putting words in your mouth. What are some of the things that you think about the most? Is that, you know what I mean? Like, am I making sense? Is that a safe question to ask? Is it too deep? Shut up, Emmerich, go away.
I'm not sure. I guess when I'm like with myself, my mind kind of wanders, you know, maybe I'm thinking of a song, maybe whatever that song's about. When I'm working, hopefully it's always on the work, not wandering.
You better not.
But when I'm with friends, it can really be about anything. We can be talking about food. We could be talking about politics. We could be talking about physics. It's really interesting to see where the conversation goes. So I guess my mind is a little bit everywhere, a bit of a mess. But yeah, I enjoy that mess because I get to explore so many different things.
And what are some of the other things outside of the app that keep you busy? Is it school, building the app, sports, music, something? Tell me, bring me up to speed.
There's definitely school. There's college applications right now. So that's a lot of work. Apart from that, I do love playing the drums.
Awesome!
Yeah, it's a great instrument. I recently gone to jazz. So that's a lot of fun.
No way.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah. And then photography. I'm into photography. I love maintaining, you know, just taking photos of everything. Also, I play cricket for the school team. So that's something I've been doing for a really long time. And hopefully I won't stop anytime soon. So I love that. And then if coronavirus wasn't here, I'd definitely be doing a lot more socializing, going to the gym, that sort of thing.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. What brought you to the drums?
It sounds a bit cheesy, but the movie Whiplash.
Oh my God, it's such a good movie, bro.
It's so good.
It's so epic. And that last scene, oh my God. As you're sharing it with me now, I'm like speechless. Just how it all comes together. It's epic.
It is amazing.
Oh my God, I love you. Is it Halloween?
I started playing a long time ago, but I really hated it because my teacher would teach me just like really basic things. He didn't pay much attention to me. So I gave it up sort of like after like a few months of playing. And then I watched Whiplash and I thought, I'm going to give it another shot. And then it stuck out. So now around five or six years strong. And hopefully never stop anytime soon. Yeah.
I love that. I love that so much. It's I love feeling into the inspiration behind that. And it's interesting, isn't it? Like a teacher makes a massive difference. Makes a massive difference. So I remember, not blaming my teachers for my inability of music. But maybe it'd be easy if I went there and just blamed it on them. But I do remember early on, I was just, even at school, like certain subjects that I think I excelled at looking back in hindsight, I feel like I kicked some ass in certain places because I had teachers that I liked and they were really good. Yeah. And the places where I kind of struggled was, I wasn't inspired by the teacher as much, which not, I think everybody's different. The subject definitely has its own, but some people are really good at making biology exciting, chemistry exciting, physics exciting, whereas some people are just, not really into it. And they're sort of just teaching it out of a textbook. And maybe the same thing with drums, like you're sharing, I think the source of the inspiration is really important. And love the fact that Whiplash brought you back to the drums and that you're getting to carry on. And it's interesting, especially when we're young, we sort of pick up an instrument and it's just like, oh my God, is there anything more like music practice? Like it's just the most arduous thing to do at home and your parents are like forcing it on you. But I don't know what your relationship's at like now, but like in my downtime now, I'm just trying to play more and more music. I'm trying to find time in my schedule just to make more music. It's like a really great outlet, hey?
Yeah, it definitely started off as something more, getting through the grades. So you have your grade 1 through 8. But after finishing those, you can do whatever you want. And that's where I really started enjoying playing the drums. Before it was sort of just to finish the grades. But now that I've been able to do what I want, explore what I want, play the songs that I want, and then not necessarily have a structure to it, it's really fun to just explore and, see what other people are doing, especially with YouTube. I find like as much as people talk badly about the internet, I've found so many new songs to play, so many new sources of inspiration, and it's just been a lot more enjoyable than it was before when I was just studying for the exam.
Yeah, I love that. I'm a massive fan of YouTube. I'm almost ashamed to admit how much I love YouTube. I actually think it's like you're sharing, I think it's actually the new classroom. Like you've got someone up there that's inspired by what they're inspired in. They share what they share with you. And there's a whole comment section. It's like putting your hand up and asking a question and someone will respond. The only thing I don't like is the haters, but haters gonna hate. Yeah. So that's all good. But it's really amazing. It's like you get to connect with like-minded people. You get to share your ideas, mature your thoughts, and just to share with you for a while. Like I've been growing the podcast, The Inspired Evolution. And recently I've just completely diverted my attention to, let's just focus on YouTube, because a few people left some comments and I like commented back and these people became my friends. And I was like, oh my God, like I'm actually building real life connections through this online, and it's like an online classroom. I was like, I'm going to class with these people. And it's been a complete game changer for me. So I'm with you on that. I'm totally into the YouTube bandwagon. And so tell me a little bit, are you creating anything on YouTube for MyZen, or is there any sort of inspiration to take some things that way? Tell me.
So I definitely started the YouTube channel to share about MyZen. I made a short online course sort of explaining the benefits of meditation, mindfulness, gratitude. So those short videos are there. I don't know if I'll continue making videos for MyZen. I'm not sure what else I'd share, but maybe I could start a podcast. Maybe you could do a collaboration. But apart from that, personally, I haven't made a YouTube account. I don't have any videos up there. But yeah, I definitely could think of starting one day. I guess everyone thinks of starting one. Yeah.
I think you'd be great at it. Just thinking into like filling into the initiative that you've got and just, I like your vibe, bro. I think it'd be great.
Thank you.
I'd watch you is basically what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I might even learn something about rhythm if you want to create different playlists to tune us into different things that are going on in your world. But yeah. Man, I for me, this has been an incredible journey, just feeling into, yeah, like honestly, just where you're at. And just, I think we probably, I remember when people were saying this to me when I was younger and they were going, I wish I was having these kind of thoughts and these kind of conversations when I was your age. And I feel really old right now saying that to you, but legitimately, like for me, it's really inspiring to feel into, because yeah, I started having some real challenges in my life and some real breakthroughs around the age of 21, 22. But feeling into just the level of conversation that you're having with yourself, yeah, as like just coming through the back end of your teens, man, like that's incredible for me anyway. And I'm just feeling into the prayer that is Mind Valley University. You know, like we all go along every year. This year it was COVID, so we all did it from our living rooms. Yeah. But it's really interesting just to sort of, because the intention behind Mind Valley, you know, and a lot of the coaching that I do for them and the training that I do for them is, you know, it's powered by this, you know, the things we didn't get to learn at school. You know, it's like education for the things that probably we should have learned, but we never got to. And literally just seeing that seed kind of, you know, be a part of your life and just seeing what it looks like watered and like the intention fulfilled almost to some degree is like, it's really inspiring for me to receive. And yeah, just to mirror back to you, man. Like I'm so excited for everything that you're doing. For those that are tuning in, go check out Mizen. I downloaded it. It's free. It's effective. It's really easy to get your head around as well. And like, you know, Via keeps pouring his heart into it and pouring updates into it. So man, thank you so much for creating that. And yeah, thank you so much for being creative, because it inspires everyone else to be creative. Thank you so much for caring, really, like creating you could have created anything. Like you said, you know, some of us, especially early on, have visions of Lamborghinis and all this cool sort of stuff. You know, we can create little websites that sell, you know, dropship craptastic products and shit like that. But instead, you know, you went away and channeled your energy into building a meditation app, man. So I love that. So yeah, thank you so much for the work you do.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening in to another amazing episode of The Inspired Evolution. If you're loving these episodes, make your way across to YouTube, click subscribe. Fresh episodes are launched every Monday with highlights being released throughout the week. Thank you so much. And hey guys, just so you know, a lot of love, heart, soul, and work goes into these episodes. So if you could, please leave us a 5-star review and comment on iTunes. I love reading your positive feedback. It fans the flames of the passion to continue to create and help you live the life that you love. Thank you so much for your wonderful feedback. I can't wait to see you again in the next episode. Big love from Amrit. And remember to stay inspired to evolve.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.